At least 23 arrests as Seattle police clear out shop. Failure to disperse, obstruction, resisting arrest, and assault. By Hannah Blow on July 1, 2020. Seattle police have arrested at least 23 individuals following Mayor Jenny Durkan's order to clear out the autonomous zone, known as the Capitol Hill Organized Protest, CHOP, as authorities continue in reclaiming the zone held by demonstrators for weeks. The Seattle Police Department, SPD, announced it had made at least 23 arrests as of 7:45 a.m. local time for failure to disperse, obstruction, resisting arrest, and assault. One of the arrestees, a 29-year-old man, was in possession of a large metal pipe and kitchen knife when he was taken into custody, the department noted. SPD also revealed that city workers had recovered makeshift spike strips designed to puncture vehicle tires in the area of the CHOP. Mayor Durkan issued an executive order on Wednesday to clear out the autonomous zone, citing several gun violence incidents, two of which resulted in the loss of life. Hostile crowds, the inability of emergency personnel to move quickly and efficiently in the area due to the barriers, narcotics use and violent crime, including rape, robbery, and assault, increased gang activity, business harassment, noise disturbances, property damage, open fires, and ongoing violations of the Seattle Parks and Recreation's Code of Conduct, as Breitbart News detailed. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best said in a Wednesday statement that police will be in the area this morning enforcing the mayor's order. SPD has provided updates on social media throughout the morning's recovery process. Officers enforcing today's order are wearing a higher level of protective gear, the department noted. Police are utilizing this equipment because individuals associated with the CHOP are known to be armed and dangerous/may be associated with shootings, homicides, robberies, assaults and other violent crimes. Officers, according to SPD, are also investigating several vehicles circling the area of today's operation. Police have observed individuals in the vehicles with firearms/armor, SPD said. The vehicles also appear to be operating without visible license plates. Several pictures and videos across social media show police continuing in their efforts to clear out the area. This story is developing.